The backstory on this whole conversation actually goes back quite a ways into the primary, in which just about every Democratic presidential hopeful appeared on this popular show, The Breakfast Club, except for Joe Biden. And what was so interesting about that, of course, is that the black vote, the African-American vote, was so critical for Joe Biden. It's really the reason he is now the apparent nominee. And so the show had been very critical of him, been pressuring him to still appear on the show. And finally, they managed to get that together. And during what was really a 20-minute conversation, there was some tense back and forth, really pressing Joe Biden about some of his past policy positions, like the crime bill, 1994 crime bill, of course, like on drug legalization, marijuana legalization specifically. But even with the, you know, tough back and forth, it was that moment at the end there that was what really got Biden in trouble, just as they were wrapping things up. And of course, the Trump campaign jumped on that so quickly. We did see, of course, as you mentioned, the former vice president racing this afternoon to try to clean that up. We also saw his campaign trying to take care, you know, do some damage control during the day. Let's take a listen to what Simone Sanders said on MSNBC earlier this afternoon.
The tone of the interview at the end were said in jest, but I want to be clear about what he was saying. And what Vice President Biden was saying is he will put his record and his track record up with the African-American community and in the African-American community up against Donald Trump any single day, period.